This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending April 6th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week at 191.32, which was about $2.25 higher on only 731 loads of daily spot beef reported. And this represents about 11% of the total trade for the week. The comprehensive cutout, which is the weekly average of all types of sales, including that spot trade and the formula trade, was at 191.57, which was 88 cents lower than last week. The total reported box beef volume was 6,491 loads, which was 669 loads lower than last week's numbers. The formula trade, however, was at 3,320 loads for the week, which was 256 loads better than last week and represented 51% of the total sales. The outfront sales were at 925 loads, which was down 395 loads. However, last year we averaged 1,350 loads each and every week during April, which is the peak booking period for the Memorial Grilling Weekend. Exports reported 954 loads, which was 37 loads lower than the previous week. Those NAFTA exports represented only 195 of those loads, with the 759 loads going overseas. The most recent 10-week rolling box beef sales average was 6,603 loads per week, which compares to 7,327 loads per week last year during the same time period, and that was 724 loads less than last year's average. To put that in perspective, that's like not selling the product for roughly 43,000 head of steers and heifers each week for 10 weeks in a row compared to last year. However, we did cut the kills about 12,000 head of steers and heifers each week since the first of the year compared to last year, but they are heavier. The cow cutout ended the week almost $3 lower, as many Western packers have been getting more dairy cows due to lower milk prices and heavy culling. The finished cattle trade was mostly steady with the end of last week at 128 to 129, and those dress prices were steady to $1 higher at 203 to 205, with some areas that were just a little behind last week showing some improvement and catching up this week. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was 2 pounds higher at 1,230 pounds, and that compares to 1,232 last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight jumped 2 pounds to 858 pounds, which compares to 844 pounds last year and 831 pounds for the four-year average. This is the time of the year when weights show a normal seasonal decline. Texas cattle averaged about 54.5% choice and prime in the latest USDA grading report, which was similar or just a little better than last year at this time. However, that is considerably higher than it had been running much of last fall when it was running in the 43 to 46% range, which is one reason why the choice select spread is narrower in the spring. The choice select spread jumped to $4.31 on Friday after trading close to $1 the last couple of weeks. The steer and heifer portion of the weekly FIS averaged about 462,000 head per week during the first quarter of this year compared to 474,000 head last year. The weekly decrease of 12,000 head was made up of 3,000 head of steers and about 9,000 head of heifers each and every week. The front month of the CME ended the week about $2.88 lower compared to the previous Friday. Now taking a look at the Southern Plains feeder cattle trade, the yearling cattle at those auctions were $2 to $6 higher, the lighter weight stocker type cattle were $3 to $8 higher, and instances 10 to 12 higher. The Southern Plains auction receipts at our 10 test auctions in the five-state area were at 32,000 head compared to around 28,000 head the previous week, as higher prices encouraged the movement of feeder cattle to area auctions. 500 to 600 pound steers traded at 161 to 183, which was a full $8 to $10 higher. And those yearling trade on the 7 to 750 pound steers was at 139 to 147. Those 8 to 850 pound steers at auctions were mostly at 131 to 139. The Texas direct trade reported 31,000 head and was $3 to $5 higher. There were wide price spreads again due to the rapidly rising prices. There were 1,500 head of 750 to 800 pound steers trading at 139 to 144 and another 1,300 head of 8 to 850 pound steers trading at 133 to 141. Both of those were current FOB prices. And the front month of the futures closed the week about $3 lower after a rapid climb that we saw last week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.